Stop 9, Friarstown and Murdering Flats. Friarstown is a further half a kilometre from the Duke of Cornwall engine house, and it's a quiet place without any shops. To get to Murdering Flat, drive through Friarstown towards Vaughan. 1 kilometre past Vaughan, you'll come to the intersection with Campbell's Creek Road. The River Flat area on your right and below the junction of the two roads will be Murdering Flat. So pause this now and restart when you're at the flat, or, if it's possible, you can listen as you drive. You should now be at Murdering Flat or driving to it, in which case you've passed through or are about to pass through the less than one shop town of Friarstown. Today, it's a peaceful spot. The street names honour respectable burghers of society and give no hint that Friarstown was once a wild location. With place names such as Chokum Flat, Murdering Flat, Dead Man's Flat and Bungai Gully, a reference to the dust. For around Friarstown, almost every tree was uprooted and almost every metre of ground was turned over, and thousands of human feet, horse hooves and cartwheels spread dust from Friarstown to Elphinstone, 15 kilometres away. It was so thick, they said, that travellers had to lead, not ride, their dust-blinded horses. And the dust blinded people and caused their eyes to go bung, hence Bungai Gully. And then there were the flies.
Almost every third man that you meet in summer is half blind through flies. Some of our party have had their eyes much inflamed for a week or more, when they have swelled up like two great eggs, just as if their owner had been fighting. And then they turn black. William Howitt.
But some black eyes were probably from fighting. How else do you get a place with a name like Chokum Flats? In fact, the crowd around here, and remember, Elizabeth Escott and her family were in their midst. They were described as ruffianly, unshaved vagabonds, with gallows plainly written on their countenances.
One evening in January 1852, I was cook to our party at Friars Creek. We were camped opposite the crossing place to Murdering Flat, and close alongside us was a geometrical tent, an acute angle of white calico filled with pots, pans, shakedowns and diggers. Diggings were diggings then. A man lay down with his revolver within reach and a knife under his pillow, if he had a pillow. Religion and pugilism competed. I've seen heaps of notes on the ground waiting for the result of two-up. Robberies took place nightly. Sometimes the specials took the thieves, sometimes shot the diggers, but more often the thieves took the property with impunity. Mounted police made forays, taking grog sellers prisoners and firing their tents, pouring spirits into the flames to expedite destruction. The gullies re-echoed at night with constant discharges of firearms, and lines of faces reflected blazing fires. Men shouted and caroused in reckless jollity, or stood or lay down before their tents, smoking and chatting earnestly of the day's proceeds or disappointments, without thought or fear of danger. Well, the spring at Murdering Flat had dried up, and the large waterhole was filled with thick mud from constant cradling and puddling, until little fish could hardly waggle their little tails, and we were compelled to go a quarter of a mile to Chokum Flat for water to drink. My mates had gone, I'd baked the damper, made a stew, and was superintending the billy, and was enjoying a smoke, when from the acute-angled calico tent crawled out on all fours Saffron Bill.
"How you doing?" says he.
"Middlin'," said I, and very middlin' we were doing, hardly paying rations and horse feed, you know, for thousands then, the same as now, were doing a poor stroke. "I say, mate," says Bill to me, "there's a lot of gold in flour bags under bunks or stowed away under ridgepoles. Do you understand?"
"Yeah, perfectly, Mr. Saffron, but
of course there's a risk, but what of that? Aren't they risking everything?
If you goes into a hole, aren't there a risk of being killed? And yet you're not sure to find nothing. But if you spot the gold in a tent, the chance is you get it. Do you see that tent just under the hill? The brown one just to the right of Adams and Jackson's store before you turn up the gully?
Yes, I said, but...
Oh, there's a mite of foolish gold there, said Saffron Bill. Two on 'em in the party's been flashing it at Ben's grog store. I seen it. Nice, nuggety gold. Now, one of 'em's safe. The other will be lushy afore night's over. It's a fine chance. I'm hard up. You're doing nothing. I say, mate.
And Saffron Bill whispered,
You fossick him. I'll hang on his throat.
Geelong Advertiser and Intelligencer, 13th of September, 1854.
Did you notice early in the story the mention of a gambling game with heaps of notes on the ground called Two Up? Well, this is the first mention in Australian literature of our national gambling game. So it seems the christening took place near here at Murdering Flat. And like the Monster Meeting site, it's just another ubiquitous paddock where something special took place. Next stop is Red Knob, stop 10. The directions are at the start of track 10.